office at 435 Fiscal Drive in Santa Rosa. For more voting information, you can go to the registrar's website at sonomacounty.ca.gov. Even if Donald Trump sweeps Super Tuesday, he will still be just shy of the 1,215 delegates needed to wrap up the nomination, but it certainly will make him a shoo-in. The question then becomes, does Nikki Haley stay in the race or drop out? She says she is the only one who can beat Joe Biden and is the voice of reason.
And as long as Americans want me to be that voice, I will continue to fight for them.
Haley says as long as she's competitive, she will stay in the race. Hundreds of thousands of Fall Run Chinook salmon died early last week due to suspected gas bubble disease. The fish were released into the 257-mile-long Klamath River near the California-Oregon border following November's dam removal at the site, which was intended to help the stream flow freely again and bolster the habitat for the protected species. California Department of Fish and Wildlife believe up to 830,000 salmon fry succumbed to the disease as they migrated through the 16-foot-wide Iron Gate Dam tunnel, where they may have encountered a severe pressure change. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. It's the latest effort in the White House's push to end what it calls junk fees, a move that regulators say will save Americans up to $10 billion a year. Currently, the average credit card late fee is around $32. Miami Beach is trying to break up with spring break. After three consecutive years of spring break violence, Miami Beach officials are implementing security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. But business owners in the city's world-famous South Beach neighborhood are concerned that they'll lose money during one of the busiest times of the year. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, Giants skipper Bob Melvin is requiring his entire team, from the bullpen coaches to the non-roster invitees to bat boys and the trainers, to stand on the field for the national anthem in a new written team rule. And the Warriors take on the Bucks at home tomorrow night. Your forecast today, we are expecting more rain, up to a quarter inch at best, highs in the 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, still a chance of lingering showers, not expecting much. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Jamie Foxx says that he finally plans to share details about his mysterious 2023 health scare, but he's going to do it in his stand-up comedy shows in a funny way, according to him. Fox is also set to return to television on Monday. Fox said he will be back as host and executive producer of the game show Beat Shazam when it returns for its seventh season on May 28th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Tallon.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo and
inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah,
don't complicate it,
yeah,
'cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all.
Sucker for you.
Yeah. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you,
about you,
about you.
And you're making the typical me break my typical rules. It's true,
I'm a sucker for you.
Welcome to your Tuesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:39, 50 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Weather-wise, overcast and rainy, plus a bit breezy. Temperatures upper 50s around Sonoma County. The Sierra continues to get slammed with blizzard conditions, less severe. So that's good news. 10 plus feet of snow and high winds up there.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting. You, with or without you,
I'm
100.1 KZST. It is 549, 50 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Good Tuesday to you, or I should say good Super Tuesday. It's Election Day.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started, Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Smart, Senior Vice President, Residential Mortgage and Consumer Lending Manager at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local nonprofit organizations like Canine Companions. Here's Michelle Williams to tell you more.
Thanks, Kevin. Canine Companions helps our clients and their dogs live with greater independence. Disability reaches all races, classes, and backgrounds, and Canine Companions does too. We provide service dogs to adults, children, and veterans with disabilities, and facility dogs to professionals working in healthcare, criminal justice, and education settings. Since our founding in 1975, our dogs and all follow-up services are provided at no cost to our clients.
To learn more or donate, go to canine.org. We know we can count on you because at Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
It is 551, 51 degrees. This is KZST. And like I mentioned, it is Tuesday, Super Tuesday, Election Day, March 5th, here in California. The local polls open at 7 a.m., close at 8 p.m. The state's presidential primary is happening as well. For all the election information, polling places, you can visit sonomacounty.ca.gov.
Now I've got you in my
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:58. I'm Brent Helen. Expect showers for today. We are currently sitting in 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. We have learned that the remaining assets of Aeson's appliance store have been transferred to a third party and will be liquidated. 1847 Holdings shut the business down on February 20th. And now SG Service Company will handle liquidating the remaining inventory. According to the Press Democrat, customers with outstanding orders should begin to get some answers very soon. The Coalition to End Factory Farming in Sonoma County handed over 37,000 signatures to try and qualify a ballot measure that they say would end the practice here in Sonoma County. Factory farming is defined as farms with 200 or more dairy cattle, 3,000 or more sheep, 16,000 or more turkeys, or 9,000 or more laying hens. Local farmers say they go above and beyond what is required by the Environmental Protection Agency, who sets the rules, and that none of Sonoma County's dairies or egg farms are factory farms. The county registrar of voters has 30 days to do an initial check of signatures, then an additional 60 to do a full signature check before the measure can reach the Board of Supervisors to possibly adopt an ordinance or measure to be voted on, according to the Press Democrat. Former President Donald Trump scored a clear win at the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, which unanimously ruled that states do not have the ability to bar him or any other federal candidate from the ballot under a rarely used constitutional provision that prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The court ruled that power rests with Congress, and the individual must first be convicted of insurrection. France became the world's first country to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution, the culmination